Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts is kicking off their 19th season with On the Town, the show that introduced the genius talents of Leonard Bernstein, Jerome Robbins, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green to the Broadway audiences. Set in 1944, On the Town is the story of three sailors on a 24-hour leave in New York City. Squeezed for time, they somehow manage to find love and incredible adventures in the Big Apple. Barrington Stage's production, which runs through July 13th, is directed by Tony Award winner John Rando, who directed Guys and Dolls at BSC in 2011. The musical director is Darren Cohen. These two talented men join us now, along with cast members Tony Yazbek, Clyde Alves, Jay Armstrong Johnson, Elizabeth Stanley, and Alicia Umfriss. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
John, we'll start with you. This is your second go-round with On the Town. Is that
true? Yes, that's true. Yes, I did a concert version. Indeed, with Tony Yazbek in the lead, is playing Gaby, in a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, at City Center Encores. It was a mm-hmm. concert version. It was a celebration of 100th birthday of Leonard Bernstein, and it whetted my appetite. You know, we only had like 8 days of rehearsal at the most, and it really whetted my appetite to want to tell this story again and want to really dive in and work on the show. And so I approached Julie Boyd, the artistic director at Barrington Stage Company, mm-hmm. and said, you know, she asked me what I wanted to do, and she really wanted me to come back. And I mentioned the show, and strangely, she didn't really know it. And she read it and listened to it and loved it, and just said, let's do it. And I'm really happy. You know, this is a show, this is a story that I think can never not be told in the United States. It's such a potent story and such a beautiful, funny musical, and so amazingly constructed, as you said, created by such giants of the musical theater. But of course, at the time, they were just emerging, and Adolph and Betty were, you know, instrumental, in, I believe, in creating American musical theater as we know it. And their collaboration with Bernstein was heavenly, really, truly, and amazing. And the show proves it. But on top of that, the story of three sailors on leave in New York City during World War II, and finding essentially with the task and the chore of finding their one true love, and then finding that person, falling in love with that person, and then saying goodbye, and with the uncertainty that they may ever see that person again. And, you know, the United States is always at war, it seems, and this story is being told over, is being played out over and over around our country in small communities. Even Pittsfield, recently a soldier, 24-year-old, lost his life in Afghanistan just last month. And he was going to celebrate his 1 year anniversary. Wedding anniversary this June. So for me, this is a potent, important story to remind audiences, American theater audiences, that as glorious and as wonderful as love and life can be, and New York City can be, there's still a great emotion to it too as well. So anyway, that's what we're thinking about.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Because it's the, like you mentioned, it's the comedy of the show, but with that underlying thread of important history.
And it is truly one of the funniest shows written, and capturing the tone and being able to balance that tone. And of course, Bernstein is a tremendous help, because in the music, there is this heart and this pulse and this soul. And at the same time, there's also this joy and irreverence and happiness. And you have a sense that when they were creating the show, they just had a tremendously good time. And it feels that way when you play it. And when we have such a talented group to help us do that. So this is a real treat for a director to have a chance to come and work on a great American musical with a cast assembled such as we have. Not only are they fantastic actors, not only are they brilliant singers, but many of them are also incredibly talented dancers. And that's why I liked this musical especially, because it's obviously, with Jerome Robbins being the original director choreographer on the show, it is very dance motivated. And I'm working with the wonderful Josh Bergas, this fantastic choreographer who also worked with me on Guys and Dolls at Barrington Stage, and who went on to do the television show Smash and was mm-hmm. their chief choreographer. And he and I collaborated even recently on a revival of Superman at City Center Encores, and his work in the show is very special and very unique and very true also to the inspiration and the original as well.
And of course, in the film, Gene Kelly plays one of the leads, so that means dance.
Yes,
also.
It does. Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah. So the film is very different. The musical is very different from the film. The film kind of took the basic idea and then kind of developed another storyline in a slightly different way of approaching it. Some of the songs many of the songs that are in the show are not in the film as well.
Several of your talented cast members are here along with your musical director, Darren, and yeah. They're going to perform. The first song they're going to do this morning for us is Carried Away. Tell us where the song is.
Yeah, Carried Away, it's great. So one of the sailors, there are three of them, one of the sailors, Ozzy, is trying to find, the mission is to find Gaby, their buddy, the guy who saved them from the drink, as they like to say. They were drowning, and he pulled them out of the water and saved them, and Chip and Ozzy. And Ozzy's, his mission, Gaby has sillily fallen in love with the Miss Turnstile's picture poster. And his journey is to try to find this girl, this Miss Turnstiles, who is honored, you know, back in the day, she was like a beauty star and an all-around wonderful gal, New York gal, and every month the Miss Turnstiles changed. So Gaby's fallen in love with this particular one, Ivy Smith, and they're trying the impossible task of seeking out this girl and getting Gaby a date with her that night. So his mission was to go and look for her at the Museum of Modern Art. Instead, he went to the wrong place and is at the Museum of Natural History, in which he bumps into an engaged woman who, uptight, Upper East Side woman who is engaged to Judge Pitkin W. Bridgework. And I might add, not quite happily. And she meets Ozzy and his crazy, zany, wonderful passion creates a crazy passion in her. And so this song, Carried Away, is about how she can get carried away at times. And she does all her best to try to repress her, not only her sexual energy, but her energy for craziness in life, to be a more good woman and a dutiful fiancé. But the lure of this fun, crazy sailor has led her to sing this song, and he joins her.
Elizabeth Stanley and Clyde Alves will sing it for us now.
Modern man, what is it? Just a collection of complexities and neurotic impulses that occasionally break through.
You mean, sometimes you blow your top like me?
I do. I try hard to stay controlled, but I get carried away. Try to act aloof and cold, but I get carried away.
Carried away,
carried away,
carried away,
carried away.
You
I get
carried
away. When I sit and listen to a symphony, why can't I just say, the music's grand? Why must I leap upon the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato, and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro's stick and start on leading the band.
Carried away,
carried away,
carried away,
carried away.
You
I get carried,
carried away.
And when I go to see a moving picture show, and I'm watching actors in a scene, I start to think what's happening is really so. The girl, I must protect her. The villain, don't respect her. I leap to her defense and punch a hole right through the screen.
Carried away.
Try hard to keep detached, but I get carried away. Try to act less booby hatched, but I get carried away.
Carried away,
carried away,
carried away,
carried away.
We get carried, just carried away.
When shopping, I'm a sucker for a bargain sale. If something is marked down upon the shelf, My sense of what is practical begins to fail. I buy one, then another, another and another. I buy the whole store out and I'm in business for myself.
Carried away.
Carried away.
And when I go to see my friends off on a train, golly, how I hate to see them go. For then my love of traveling I can't restrain. The time has come for parting, the train's already starting. I hop a freight and in a flash I'm off to Buffalo.
Carried away.
We get carried.
That was all right. Great job, guys. Thank you. That was Elizabeth Stanley and Clyde Alves from the cast of Barrington Stage Company's production of On the Town, which is running through July 13th in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The next song we're going to hear is Lonely Town. Director John Rando, please tell us where this one is.
Yeah, Lonely Town. So our main sailor, Gaby, he's still trying to search for Ivy Smith, and he's wandering the streets of New York City and recognizing how overwhelming it can be, and especially when you're seeking love. So this is Lonely Town. Tony.
Gaby's coming to town. So what? Who cares? Back on the ship, it seems such a snap. You tap a girl on the shoulder, she'd turn around, and she'd say, I love you. But once on shore, it's not such a snap. You get the cold shoulder, the old run around, you're left with no one but you. Gaby's coming to town. A town's a lonely town when you pass through, and there is no one waiting there for you. Then it's a lonely town. You wander up and down. The crowds rush by. A million faces pass before your eyes. Still, it's a lonely town, unless there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light. You're lost in the night, unless there's love, the world's an empty place, and every time. Unless there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light, you're lost in the night. Unless there's love, the world's an empty place, and every town's
Tony Yazbek is playing Gaby in On the Town, at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield. Next up, Alicia Umfriss will sing I Can Cook Too. How does this song fit?
Yeah, so the third sailor, Chip, who's from Peoria, and he meets he's still also on the search for Ivy Smith, and he needs a ride to try to get to where he needs to go to. And he hails a cab, and the cab happens to be run by Hildy. And she takes him on a joyride all the way across the New York City from downtown to uptown and back again. Anyway, place that she wants to get him is back to her place. And now that she's got him in her place, she can woo him with the kind of cooking that is only special for Hildy. So this is I Can Cook.
On top of the rest, my seafood's the best in the town. Yeah, I can cook too. My fish can't be beat. My sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of the perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas. Oh, I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. And what's more, baby, I can cook. Some girls make magazine covers. Some girls keep house on a dime. Some girls make wonderful lovers. But what a lucky find I'm. I'd make a magazine cover. I do keep house on a dime. I make a wonderful lover. I should be paid overtime, 'cause I can bake too. On top of the lot, my oven's the hottest around. Yes, I can roast too. My chickens just ooze. My gravy will lose you your mind. I'm a brand new note on the tablet, don't but just try me a la carte. With a single course, you could choke a horse. Baby, you won't know where to start. Oh, I'm an hors d'oeuvre, a jelly preserve, not in the recipe book. And what's more, a baby, I can't cook. With gas, oh, I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. And what's more, baby, I can cook.
Yeah, really, really good. Alicia Umfriss singing I Can Cook Too from On the Town, which will be running at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield through the 13th of July. We have time for one more song.
Oh, great. This is You Got Me. Great. I'm so glad we get to do this. This is our group here. All the sailors are all gathered around with their girls now, and they're trying to cheer up Gaby because he's had a date with Ivy, but then she stood him up. And so they brought him to a nightclub, and now they're going to sing a little bit of You Got Me to try to cheer Gaby up.
It's deep as the ocean. I've plenty to spare, and since it's so ample, I'll throw you a sample. I will fix you up on the spot, so forget the things you have not. Can't you see, kid, what a very rare treasure you got? You got me, baby, you got me. You got my affection, baby.
You got me, Gaby, you got me. You got my enthusiasm on the land and sea.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
You got my whole knack for getting ladies.
It's all free. It's all free. It's all free.
Eager affection that seeks a direction. My vigor and vim leave no one excluded, and you are included. I will get you out of your lull. You won't feel unwanted or dull if you'll get this through that marble and the Oscar.
You got me, baby, you got me. You got a guy who always functions systematically.
Systematically.
You got my whole family in Peoria for you to see. And it's free, baby, it's all free.
It's all free. It's all free. It's all free.
Mystery.
Mystery.
You got her whole reservoir of passion
to fill your need. And it's free, baby, without fee, baby. Can't you see, baby, it's all free. You got me.
You got she. You got we.
On the Town runs on Barrington Stage Company's Boyd Quinson Main Stage through July 13th. For ticket and showtime information, visit barringtonstageco.org or call the Barrington Stage box office. That number is 413-236-8888. I'll say that again. It's 413-236-8888. Tony Yazbek, Clyde Alves, Jay Armstrong Johnson, Elizabeth Stanley, and Alicia Umphress, Darren Cohen, and John Rando. Thank you all for being here today. Thanks. It was so much fun. And have a great run.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.